Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to the PNC studio at Hallis Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Joliet's finest, Tom Thayer. Tom, Bears start 0-1. They go home. Philadelphia Eagles rookie quarterback Carson Wentz had a great game against the Browns last week, threw for 278 yards, two touchdowns, no turnovers. What do the Bears do against Wentz?
You know, you have to put pressure on him. You have to have some confusing fronts. You have to make him think at the line of scrimmage. You have to have a loud crowd that doesn't allow him to hear the snap count or his offensive line hear it efficiently. But, you know, head coach Doug Peterson, the new head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, he's experienced all these scenarios. If you look at the Cleveland game from last week, when they were able to put pressure on Carson Wentz, it was because of a confusing front they had at the line of scrimmage. So they were not allowing to sit there and think when he started the snap count. They made him think until the ball was delivered. And that's when you slow the process of a young quarterback.
I was really interested to see Leonard Floyd and how he was utilized in the season opener in Houston. They moved him all over the place. Do you think that will be part of the plan to try to confuse Wentz on Monday night at Soldier Field in terms of using Floyd in different roles?
They don't always have to have Leonard Floyd rushing over an offensive tackle. He can move to the inside and rush over the center or one of the guards. So that's what you need to do, is you need to have the offensive line spend time identifying what their responsibilities are in the pass protection. But when you have bodies moving in front of a young quarterback, that's always a confusing atmosphere. And now the back has to think, who am I blocking? Who am I responsible for? Depending upon the level they are off of the line of scrimmage.
Flipping it over to the other side of the ball, I thought the Bears offense really started with a bang in Houston. They ended the first half with a bang too. Great, two great drives, lead 14-10 at halftime. Tell me what happened in the second half, and looking forward, what do the Bears have to improve upon in that second half going against the next team that they face in the Eagles?
I want to see the Bears commit to that running back by committee. And you have Jeremy Langford with 17 carries, Kadeem Carey one carry, and then they gave Jay two carries. So I need to see the Bears get into that 30 carries a game level. And, you know, we saw a great performance by Jordan Howard in the Cleveland game in the preseason. We know what Kadeem Carey's commitment is to carrying the ball or being a blocker or receiver out of the backfield. And we know what Jeremy Langford's capabilities are. If my main asset right now is the offensive line, then I need to see those guys. You got to put the saddles on their back and you got to use them for four quarters. Use all of those guys and go out there and tell the offensive line, you're going to be one of the factors in us winning the game tonight.
Looking at the Eagles' defense, they didn't really blitz that much against the Browns. They rely on the front four to generate pressure. How does that change what the Bears will be doing in the passing game?
I don't think you need to blitz very much against RG3 to get him out of his rhythm. You want to make sure that you challenge RG3 with coverages downfield because he's not a very good traffic thrower. So now when you have a quarterback like Jay Cutler who's got a lot more experience, I don't know, maybe they will try to confuse him with pressures at or near the line of scrimmage. If you don't concentrate on your coverages against Kevin White, Alshon Jeffrey, Zach Miller, Eddie Royal, and the rest of the guys, boy, you could be giving up big plays against Jay Cutler. So I do think it's going to be interesting to see how they view Jay Cutler differently than RG3.
Great, Tom. Now comes my favorite part of our little show where I get Tom's take on his career with the Bears. And when I think about the Eagles, for me personally, I think about the greatest game no one ever saw, the Fog Bowl playoff game on New Year's Eve Day, I believe it was. What was that like?
You see this smoke that's taking over the stadium. I actually thought that one of the hot dog carts was on fire on the outside of the stadium and the smoke was spilling over, but then it never stopped. It was like watching Creature Features as a young kid, that fog overtook the stadium. And then all of a sudden you couldn't see anything. They were wearing white uniforms at the time. So as I was an offensive guard and I was pulling to the outside to lead a sweep or something, you never really saw your opponent until they appeared through the fog, which was great because you could always claim that was the greatest game I ever played because there is no video evidence of it. But we are lucky that Mike Tomczak hit Dennis McKinnon with an early touchdown pass. Our defense played great football against Randall Cunningham. And, you know, the story is still being told out there as the Fog Bowl.
Right. You had about eight pancake blocks in that game, right?
Everyone against Reggie White.
Absolutely. Great stuff, Tom. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us from the PNC Studios at Hallis Hall.